Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Johnny Tan, author of From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul, Recipes for Living. Welcome to my weekly From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio Show. My guest for this morning is Marie Georgopoulos. She is an intuitive counselor, healer, and spiritual mentor. Marie will be hosting and conducting her first Meditation for Moms series. Good morning, Marie. Welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you for introducing me. I appreciate it. Welcome, everyone, to the first Meditation for Moms broadcast from Heart Transformations. And thank you, really thank you for being here and contributing to my vision for mothers and women's. As Johnny mentioned, I am Marie Georgopoulos, and I am so delighted to have you all here with me today. This is an exciting launch for me, not only in my business, but also as a woman and as a mother. And in seeing my dream unfold right now, it truly does fill my heart, and I can't wait to see what happens over the next several months as I take you on this journey with me. I'd like to spend just a little bit of time introducing myself a little bit more, since this is the first show. As Johnny mentioned, I am an intuitive counselor, a healer, and also a spiritual mentor. And I work primarily with women who are interested in spiritually awakening and who are also wanting to become more self-aware. Most of the time, these women also have things to heal, and they have a similar background of what I've experienced, which I'll go into a little bit later. Basically, I do assist them with seeing what's happening in their lives from their soul's perspective, from the perspective of the angels and from their spirit guides, so that they can make decisions from a higher place of understanding. We all have stuff, of course, that comes up and keeps us moving forward in our lives, and it makes us feel stuck from time to time. There are these old patterns of resistance and struggle that everyone talks about. So what I do is I use my intuitive gifts as a mentor and as a healer to kind of be the gateway for you to see and know the larger picture of why you are experiencing what you're experiencing in your life. So how did I get to be this person that I am today? Well, of course, meditation played a big role in this, and we'll get to all that shortly. But as many people on earth today, I was born in a family that was dysfunctional in many ways. We had our good times, of course, but there was a lot of emotional upheaval, and there was abuse that went on as well. That abuse, of course, took the form of physical abuse for me, mental abuse, emotional abuse, and even sexual abuse, which was also for my sister as well. Most of my family were alcoholics, and we came from a long history of them. My sister was an addict who was recovering for many years before she died recently at the age of 43 from chronic illness and physical and mental and emotional illnesses. My mother also died very early at the age of 42 from cancer. She, too, had emotional healing that needed to be done, and her mother died at 42 as well. So my mother wasn't really emotionally available for us kids. My father was angry all the time, and he was an alcoholic, and my parents divorced at the age of 10, and this, of course, devastated my mother. Most of my youth, I was actually an emotional crutch for my mother, and I took on a lot of her pain. I was empathic, and I was extremely sensitive, and I always knew when something was wrong. To make a long story short, I developed chronic illnesses as a child of sinusitis, of allergies, of repeated sinus infections, along with chronic asthma that continued into my adult life. I had a lot of pain that was buried inside of me that I hid. And this kind of developed into a need to be perfect, to control everything around me, my environment and the people. I also developed some addictions of my own that showed up in the form of overexercise, in the form of television. I also abused alcohol in an effort to escape my problems and to blow off steam. But when my daughter was born and she was about 3 years old, my chronic health issues started to reach a point where I was so exhausted that I had to take off from work for about 2 months in order to rest. I was laying on the couch, and suddenly I made the decision that I did not want to die young like my mother did, and something had to change. I knew deep, deep inside me that there had to be a better way to heal. All along, of course, the doctors were saying that nothing could be done, that there was no cure for what I was experiencing. I didn't want to believe that, and I was willing to seek elsewhere. This started me on my journey into alternative healing, which eventually led me down the road of recovery and into energy work, and then finally understanding that I am me, I am the cure to all disease and all disharmony in my life. This realization, of course, didn't happen overnight for me, but it led me down a path of study into metaphysics, into the mind-body-spirit connection, and also into energy medicine, as I discussed earlier. That was like a doorway into a whole nother world that I'd always been called to in some way. It felt right for me to delve deeper into the hows and the whys. And for me, until the time I was really ready, actually, to release all the whys and to release all the hows, and surrender totally to my spirit, and meditation helped me with this. So this is where meditation truly assists people, and why I'm here today sharing with you the possibility of awakening to a new way of being that is heart-driven, that's inspired, that's graceful, and in harmony with who you truly are. Life is meant to be easy. It truly is. But we're taught that it's not. We're taught by society, we're taught by our parents, we're taught by the entrepreneurial world as well. But I know in my heart that it is meant to be easy. And through meditation, we can ease into our journey. So I want to share the mission and purpose of this show and my big why for doing it. I was actually sitting one day in my heart space asking my spirit, what was next for me in terms of my soul's mission? And what was next for me to give back to community when this idea for this show popped into my mind? I had to actually sit with it for a while, but once I started to imagine where I could go with this show, I received my tingles or my confirmations from my higher power. All is within me to fulfill this desire. To be honest with you, I only have one child, which has really been a blessing for me as I really needed to work on myself over these many years. But it was having her that pushed me to want to be a better person in general, not just a better mother, but a better woman in person. I wanted to be alive to raise her. And I didn't want her to see me suffering like I saw my mother suffering. So I had my own unique stresses, of course, around my mother paradigm to work with. Everybody's is different. But like many, I was also driven in my career and stuck in this kind of I am every woman syndrome. And it became a ritual. And all of this, of course, for me, was steeped in this need to be perfect and to control my environment. I see so many mothers out there who are in chronic overwhelm to the point of chronic fatigue even. I also see them trying to be this every woman, that they have no time for themselves. Life becomes this rush, and it just seems to get out of control with no end in sight. Things just seem to be happening to us instead of through us. Like basically what I see mothers doing is caring so much for others that they've forgotten to care for themselves. They give until they're depleted and then they're in this state of depletion. It all almost becomes a way of being that for most turns into chronic health issues, not to mention insomnia or mental fatigue or emotional overwhelm and many more reflections of disharmony. So the mission and purpose of this show is to assist mothers in returning to a state of well-being by tapping into what I call a fertile, the fertile resource of their spirit. It truly is meant to be a return to the heart and an understanding of the depth of who you really are, beyond the role that you chose as a mother, but as a woman whose core essence is God or Goddess, or infinite love, divine intelligence, whatever you decide to call it. So the world vision that I hold is a world filled with conscious mothers who are connected to their hearts, connected to their spirit, to the knowing of God, Goddess within, who give and receive love and equanimity, and that this has a ripple effect into the heart of the home, into the heart of community, and into the heart of the world. When we are more aware of ourselves as spirit, and we share this space of love and well-being with others, it can only affect change around us. And all as you tune in show after show and follow through in your meditation, you will become more emotionally centered and mentally aware of yourself throughout the day. You will eventually feel a sense of balance as the fatigue, overwhelm, and need for rushing through life fade away. You'll feel more empowered from this space of well-being to make mindful choices in your life that are life-enhancing rather than life-depleting. You will also know what it means to give full heart, not from obligation or another space that feels less than true to who you are. Ultimately, you will be more mindful givers and receivers of self. We are, after all, in my very deep knowing, God's love in action. In every moment, we have the choice to think, believe, and act from the space of love. Sometimes, though, it's difficult to get to this space of love, especially when we feel lost in emotions of what we've created in our life. But that's okay. Our spirits will guide us back to a state of well-being or a state of homeostasis through our meditation practice. So with all this said, I just want to briefly point you to a few resources, and then we'll get to the bulk of the good stuff. So I wanted to just let you know that there is a page on my website, hearttransformations.com. It is called Meditation for Moms. You can just go to the website and there's a radio show tab at the top of the screen and just click on that. And that also has the link for the Blog Talk Radio site as well. So you can go there anytime. It'll take you directly to the programming and the podcast anytime you need them. What you'll find here on this page is a brief description of who the show is for, what its purpose is, how to help create this consciousness movement for mothers, because I will need help in this, and I so appreciate that from each of you who are here today. Also, you'll see on there a resource for you. It's a guide that I created for meditation. It's called The Art of Transformational Meditation. You can scroll all the way down to the end of the page and you'll see it there. This is a meditation guide that is going to help you in your journey, especially if you're new to meditation. It's filled with some juicy tips, also some how to overcome some struggles, which we'll be going through over the course of this show as well. But it's a good complement to the show, especially, like I said, if you're a beginner. also this by contributing to the art of transformational meditation. It is a $10 product. You're going to help this consciousness movement. And I've set it up so that part of the proceeds of this is going to go to a couple of charities. One is called the Error of Peace, and you can look that up online, but they're dedicated to helping people spiritually awaken and bring about peace in the world. The other one is Women for Women International, which is dedicated to helping women in war-torn areas of the world to rebuild, to understand how to be self-sufficient, to give them the tools for engineering their own lives. It's a beautiful charity, so please go there and look at your own time. And also the portion of those proceeds will go to FMK Radio to help us to continue to operate and help people in their spiritual growth journey. If for some reason you cannot afford the $10, there is a link there that you can go to. I wanted to make this available to anyone. So if for some reason you cannot afford that, please feel blessed and receive the gift. I know that when you're ready and you're capable of, you'll come back and you'll contribute. I've also created a really great Facebook group for Meditation for Moms. It is online now. You can just type in the search on Facebook and it'll take you to it. I will then, as the administrator, approve your admittance to the group. It is a closed group, so only the people who are in the group and members of the group can see what's in the group. And this is a community for us mothers to go to share our meditation experiences, what our struggles are, to get support. I will be monitoring it every day and just giving you some tools and advice. Also, it's a way for you guys to open up and share your experiences with others and be a support team for each other through this. Also, I just want to make sure that you're free to contact me and you know how to contact me if you need to for extra advice or you want a resource. And you can email me at marieg@hearttransformations.com anytime. So this takes us now into the teaching segment of our show. And so I want to just touch base on why it's so important to meditate. To me, this is a time, especially for mothers, to self-nurture. It's a time to return body and bodies, because we have actually more than our physical body, but to return them to homeostasis, to a place of balance and well-being. It's important because it will help our spirit to have access to all those bodies, to have access to our mind. And when we're able to quiet our mind, spirit can begin to work its wonders. I think a lot of people feel that there's especially if you're new to meditation, that there's a big mystery around meditation, that it's for only the spiritually adept people. But really, it's for everyone. And to me, and from the people that I've learned from as well, who are gurus in meditation, they'll teach you that it's not about blanking your mind out. Because blanking your mind out is actually very difficult to do because we're thinkers. We're programmed to think. And so it's really more about quieting our mind and observing the thoughts that come up. You'll learn how to be just a conscious observer of them. I like to think of them as balloons just going up into the sky or waves in the ocean. And I just be with them. I don't get frustrated about having a lot of thoughts because, A, I know that the right side of my brain and the left side of my brain are building pathways. And a lot of times people will have this struggle of mind chatter in the beginning. But that's natural as the pathways between right and left hemisphere begin to build synapses for communication. So just allow it and breathe And we'll go into that a little bit further down here. But meditation is really intrinsic to us. It's basically just going into a brain state called alpha state, which we go into naturally before we start to fall asleep. We also go into it when we're watching TV sometimes, or listening to music, or driving down the road, although we want to try to stay aware when we're driving, but it's very natural to go into alpha state. So our body knows how to do this, and especially when we intend for relaxation and we intend for well-being, our spirit knows what to do. So remember that meditation is a time for your mind, your body, and your spirit to connect together. So anyone can do this, no matter how new you are, or even how practiced you are in this. There are always deeper levels that you can go into your meditation practice. So how long should I meditate? That's usually the next question. And for me, this is a personal journey. I've been trained by experts to meditate for long periods of time. My guides want me to meditate for longer and longer periods of time because I'm building momentum towards channeling a book. But that's for me. But in the beginning, I feel it's important to do at least 15 to 20 minutes a day. This is a really good amount of time, and it's really all that's necessary. You can start even with 5 minutes or 10 minutes as long as you get started. And you can do this and build up to a half an hour or an hour if you feel guided to. So start out slow at first, and remember to time yourself if you want to, especially if you're trying to keep on a schedule. I do that when I need to keep on my schedule. But a lot of times, now that I've built my connection with my spirit, I'll just know when to stop, that I'm complete. So the benefits of meditation are many, of course. And there are benefits on the physical level, the emotional level, the spiritual level, and the mental level. Not only can it help you to ease your mind, but it can release anxiety, it can release overwhelm, it can help you to calm your nerves, it can help you to bring clear focus and clarity in, it can help you to build concentration, it can help you to overcome chronic illnesses as well. There are specific healing meditations that we'll do in our journey together as well. Today will be one of them. But I want you to understand, too, that the benefits go deeper than this, go deeper into really the heart of who you are and recognizing that, recognizing what homeostasis is to you, recognizing what true balance is to you and harmony. But all in all, it will be a journey for you, and it will build upon each meditation will build upon the next. So I find that it's easy to go into a meditative space when you've come to it with an intent of blending with your source self, blending with your higher heart or your God consciousness, whatever you want to call your sacred self. This intention alone will start the process of alignment with your soul and will help you, because there might be a clearing process. There might be a releasing of energy that you'll find. Many times in the beginning of my meditation practice, I had grief that was released that seemed like came from nowhere, but it was buried inside of me. So I feel like there are many purposes to meditation, and I go into this a little bit more in the guide, The Art of Transformational Meditation, that's on the website. But the most important thing in beginning your practice is to breathe. Breath is life. breath is our prana, our chi. It's our life force. And when we take deep breaths, we begin that process of homeostasis. Light is divine, and we access our light through the breath. So breathing in and out through the nose is, of course, one of the best ways to calm yourself. Even if you don't go into a full meditation, even just taking 10 breaths will bring you into clarity. The last thing I want to touch on today is consistency. That consistency is key. The meditation, of course, is always cumulative. It has a cumulative effect over time. If you'll commit for 30 days, you'll notice that after that 30 days, you will feel calmer, more relaxed, more capable of sharing in equanimity, in ways, and in receiving goodness into your life. So keep it consistent. If you need to start out with only 3 days a week, start out with 3 days a week and make that commitment and build up. I find now that I really do enjoy my meditation and I make time for it. If I don't get it in the morning, then I make time for it during the day. It's become enough of a habit for me that I want to be with my spirit in that time. So we're going to move now into the meditation portion of the show, and I'm just going to talk a little bit about the meditation that we're going to do. We're going to be doing a very basic meditation. This is a meditation that I used in the beginning of my meditation practice. It's a great meditation to use over and over, especially using different intents, as it uses white light from the source of all being. It will also help you to feel more calm, as I mentioned above or previously, and it will help you to feel more grounded in your body. Sometimes when we're so much in our heads, balanced, and it's as if all of the energy is literally in our head, and our thoughts and energy are just scattered, this meditation will actually help you to feel more balanced, more well, less scattered, and more stable in your body. Like I said before, it has a cumulative effect, so each meditation will add to the next meditation. Before we get started, I want you to just get comfortable. I recommend that you sit upright rather than lie down, as this, you know, may cause you to fall asleep. So just sit with your spine erect, as this helps you to breathe better. It also helps you to stay awake. And make sure you're in a space where you're undisturbed, where you can be undisturbed. We're going to go for about 17 minutes here. You'll want to make sure your feet are flat on the floor and uncrossed, as this keeps the energy pathways moving well in your body, and it keeps you more grounded and awake, as I said before. You can sit with your palms upright in your lap or in a comfortable position. This is actually a receiving mode. Overall, just make sure that you're comfortable and in a place where you can breathe freely. And remember that it's natural for your mind to stray. Just bring it back to focusing on your breath and the sound of my voice as I guide you through this meditation. As you continue this practice, you'll notice that your intention span, it will increase. And you'll be very focused on the sound of your breath and in the now. So next we're going to first just set an intention for the meditation. Like I said, I like to have intention with my meditation because desire too. And it starts that process of homeostasis. So you can do this by stating silently after me the following intention. I intend in this meditation to blend with my source being, thereby opening the connection to my inner wisdom. I further intend to allow my well-being and to be replenished and uplifted through this meditation. If you have any other intents, please say them silently to yourself at this time. Once the music starts, I will begin with the guided meditation. So sitting comfortably, just begin to breathe in and out through your nose, taking long inhales and long exhales. Put your focus on the sound of your breath and just continue to breathe gently, listening to the music, the sound of my voice, and your breathing. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And again, breathe in and breathe out. Continue to breathe deeply at your own pace, relaxing your body. Starting with your toes and your feet, just bringing your attention down to your feet and relaxing the muscles there, relaxing your ankles, relaxing your calves, on up to your knees, just relaxing all the muscles, all the way down to your toes. Now your thighs, all the way up to your hips, just breathing and relaxing, breathing and relaxing, relaxing your belly, relaxing your torso, your diaphragm area. Now your chest, breathing and relaxing your chest, relaxing all the muscles in your upper chest, and then your shoulders now where we hold so much stress. Spend a little more time here just breathing in, breathing out, relaxing our arms and our shoulders, relaxing all the way down to our hands. Now relaxing our throat area and our neck, just letting go of the day, the morning. Letting go of all the stress in these areas. Breathing deeply, relaxing our jaw and our face muscles. Moving on up to our brow area. Our whole scalp, just relaxing it. Relaxing even our hair. Taking a deep breath in. Big exhale. I want you to now imagine roots growing from the bottoms of your feet, deep, deep, deep into the earth. These roots will firmly ground you into Mother Earth and stabilize your energy. Imagine this big column of white light coming down from the sky and meeting the top of your head. Just breathing in and out. And this column of white light is the source of all being, and it moves slowly down your body, starting with your head, moving down your forehead, down into your jaw area, down into your neck, over your shoulders, your torso and chest and arms, all the way down into your groin area and your legs, all the way down to your feet. Big column of white light. With each exhale, just imagine it expanding, getting wider and wider until it fills the whole room around you and beyond. Remember to keep your attention on your breath, the sound of my voice, just breathing in and out. Now bring your attention to your heart space. Imagine a green ball of light there. Green represents the energy of the heart. The heart is the gateway between your lower dimensions and your higher dimensions of self. So just focus here and still your mind. And when your mind strays, just bring your focus back to your heart. Breathing in and out through this space. With each exhale, imagine that green light expanding. Do this for a total of 3 breaths. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing out and breathing in and breathing out. We're just going to breathe in and out now, basking in this white and green light as it permeates our aura and as it assists you in restoring your well-being. Just breathe in through your nose, out through your nose, keeping your attention on your heart. Breathing in and out. Just imagining white light swirling around you and the green light becoming more expansive, even to the point of surrounding your entire body. Just breathe in and relax. Breathe in and let go. Focus on your love, on your heart. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in. A couple more times. Breathe out. Just bring your breath back to a normal pace, normal breathing. Begin to present yourself in the room by wiggling your toes, maybe your fingers. And when you're ready, just open your eyes. There. Hopefully you all feel more relaxed. At a minimum, You should feel a sense of relief. Some of you may even feel a real peace, but definitely a calmness in your energy. This is a powerful meditation to use every day as it activates and harmonizes your energy. In our next show, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the prana and proper breathing and what it is and why it's so important to focus on this in your meditation. I'm also going to share with you some key energy calibrations, techniques that will make your meditation easier. These techniques can be used throughout the day as well as to reset the body for a better mind-body connection. It's my unique way of meditating, and I feel that it assists me in coming into a balance and into just this space of wellness. It also brings me into this space of allowing, just allowing my heart to unfold and setting the pace for the day, a pace that starts with peace, that starts with a sense of sometimes effervescence. And from that space, I attract only more well-being. And we'll talk a little bit more about the laws of creation and how it can help our meditation practice even. Later, we'll also talk about some more struggles in meditation and how to overcome them and the things that I use to overcome them and the things that I've learned as well. For now, I would like to see if there's anybody who wants to call in or have any questions at all. The number, of course, is on the Block Talk Radio show. You can call in at 347-327-9995, and if you have any questions at all or want intuitive guidance, not only in your meditation practice, but in any life struggles that you're having, please feel free to call in at this time. I'm going to just talk for a little bit until and give you guys some time if you want to call in. If not, that's okay. We'll have time to answer calls in the future, and I'll always keep a space open in the show for this because it's my passion to be a guide and to be a mentor and to open up to my spirit in this way, and of course your angels and your spirit guides to help you in this journey. This is going to be a wonderful time for you to meet your spirit guides too, and later in the show we will be progressing in our spiritual alignment. Will actually begin to introduce the meditations where we can meet your guides if you're wanting that, and get to know them, learn how to receive inspiration even. Meditation has so many things that it complements. It is a part of any success regimen, I'll say, or strategy. Because I really find that true success in life, in business, in family, in community, it starts with the heart. It starts with people really wanting to change. And so I want to assist you guys in really opening up to all the questions that you have or you've ever had about meditation, posting them on Facebook, or coming here every first and third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m., and opening up to the questions, or, you know, bringing in your questions so that I can help you in this. So I do see a caller, and so I'm going to open up the lines.
Hello.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
I see your name here. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. And how was your meditation?
It was wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What can I do for you today, sweetheart?
Okay. I've been doing a lot of releasing lately, and I've come to this one area that I feel really needs some work on it, and that's surrounding fairness and justice.
Yeah.
So, you know, like feelings of injustice towards me or cheated on or cheated, you know, and so I need to really let go of those feelings to open myself to all the magic that's really there for me.
Yeah, I really feel like those are deep wounds that come from the experience with your mom. And I think her feeling cheated as well in her journey.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that could very well be.
Yeah, there's like deep cellular memory that's trapped. It's trapped in your organs, in your kidneys. It's trapped in some of the feminine organs, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's trapped in the skin. And therefore, I feel like a good flooding of energy to those areas using your tools for that is important.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But also getting some healing work from others. I feel your angels are wanting you to experience other modalities for this.
Right, okay.
There is a modality that they're bringing in kinesiology and some form of muscle testing to know where it's further trapped, because I feel like I'm only picking up a portion of that. And there's a modality called the emotion code that will help to release trapped emotions in the body.
Okay.
It uses a magnet, actually, to demagnetize the energy.
Interesting,
There's also emotional freedom technique that can help with trapped emotions,
mm-hmm.
and hypnotism. Those are three avenues of success that your guiding ones would call forth for you.
Okay, wonderful.
And they're also saying that you are very impeccable with your spirit and your word, and you journey into the hall at night to repair your aura too from sessions and healing sessions, and you can wand your hand over your third eye and demagnetize the energy too. Without having to actually, you know, work with energy. So
mm-hmm.
they could train you with this if you want to sit with them.
Okay.
But I feel like you could also learn to open up to receive the gift and blessing of other healers.
Right.
To not be the way shower all the time, but to be the holder of your own spirit through somebody else's vision for you,
mm-hmm.
through seeing their vision of self-love and of loving the body physical and the body chemical and the alchemical processes of the mind.
Okay.
Because there are self-worth wounds as well. And some are around money and integrity and spirituality and living your dream and being a spiritual communicator too, and trusting your mentorship is a healing mentorship, and it guides people like me in their deepest regrets, in their deepest feelings, in their deepest wants. And so they want you to just open up and be out there more with people.
Mm-hmm.
Be a little bit in discomfort over that in larger venues. And maybe meditating a little bit more with your higher guides today for the completion of this energy that they are around. I feel like frustration and a tiredness in your energy.
Mm-hmm.
You're way back in the hall of records with people who kind of bullied you in your journey too, and those are things for you to look at. Or I feel like not just bullied, but they're resentful feelings. They're feelings that you felt overwhelmed from, And they're feelings that you are discontented from in journeys, like in the monk, in the feeling of being a monk before, of not having sexuality, of not having life. And so you can be in displeasure with guidance that pulls you into kind of a cocoon of safety of not having so much pleasure, but having a little bit less of that in your journey and a more balance in it, in a way that helps you to give back to you and humanity in ways that are uplifting and that are also supporting the highest good of all. And you do this well, by the way, as Mother Mary is chiming in.
Oh.
In today's society, there is a worldwide consciousness that's, tied into the inner victim that is escape artists, right?
Right.
And they just like to victimize themselves with all, even sometimes spirituality. It's like, we've got to get there, we've got to get there, we've got to get there. But there is no getting there. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
The grand unfolding. And so each time you meditate, raise your vibration, raise your heart, trust in your source, and bring back the healer within you, the healer that guides you, and guides you out of this discontent with your body, physical, and somewhat with your mind as well. They feel complete. Did you have any question concerning what they said?
No, I think I understand pretty well. And it's very on spot with what I've been feeling. And
yeah.
I actually was really grateful for it to come up in a really clear way for me to be able to identify where things were coming from, you know, like for me to understand that it was the sense of being cheated or of life not being fair or, you know,
yeah.
that. And so this has helped, I think, to really bring that forward in the areas in which it's affecting me physically as well.
Yes, they are affecting you physically. And that's what they see as the most frustration for you right now.
Right.
But this is only discomfort for a while, they're saying.
Good.
And your mom things, like my mom things, are grand. But
right.
They're saying that they'll help you in this day. So I feel like we're complete.
Okay,
and
well, thank
love.
You so much, Marie.
You're so welcome, dear one. And I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, darling. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
So right now I'm going to invite Johnny to come in with some words of wisdom from his book, From My Mama's Kitchen, a brilliant book that I started reading. Welcome, Johnny.
Thanks, Marie. Your show has been fabulous, and I'm so thankful to have you on From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. I have a perfect recipe for living from my Malaysian mom, Nya, which I believe is perfect for your debut show. And the recipe goes like this. In every one of us, there is a seed of greatness. This seed holds the key to our successes. The genius in us helps to identify our goals, dreams, and desires. The talent in us helps to accomplish them with a heartfelt passion. By the way, please join me next Tuesday morning. My guest will be Lorraine Devon Wilkie. She is a former rock and roller, a longtime Huffington Post contributor, and the author of the acclaimed debut novel, After the Sucker Punch. Lorraine and I will be discussing her personal journey as a writer, photographer, singer, songwriter, and her latest novel, Hysterical Love. For additional information about this show and future shows, please go to fmmktalkradio.com. Thank you, Marie.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you for sharing that with us. And I just love your moms, all of them. They always have such great wisdom. And like I said, I'm enjoying the book and highlighting the things that I want to talk about on my blog and so forth. It must have been wonderful growing up with these women. I want to just close the show by saying thank you for everyone who participated in my wonderful caller, Zedra. And also, I want to point everybody again to the website, hearttransformations.com, which is a brand new website that I launched today. So please go there and just see, you know, what attracts you, what you're attracted to in the website. I will point you to, of course, the Meditation for Moms homepage, where you can get the Art of Transformational Meditation there. Again, it's for $10 or a contribution of $10. Also, on my homepage, you can access my free gift, which is Healing and Awakening the Heart. It's an MP3 series. It's a wonderful healing series that will take you into the journey of the heart of your being. It will really help you to return to self-love and self-nurturing and self-care. There are some deep, there's a deep meditation that comes with that, a 21-day ritual as well, that will help to build the momentum towards what you're receiving. And you can go through these recordings at your own pace and as many times as you desire. The meditation there is an Akashic record journey into your hall of records, your soul's records, and will help you to receive information on what is most valuable for you to know at this time around whatever your intent is. So use it judiciously, maybe once a month or once a week in the beginning until you get more grounded in your spiritual practice. Also, a reminder that you can go to the Blog Talk Radio website, FMMK Radio, and you can download the podcast for each one of these shows. You can also do that by going to the link on the Meditation for Moms page on my website. I will share that in the next show, we're going to go deeper into the resistances that show up in our meditation practice. And they're all very familiar to me. So we'll have much fun in receiving information and guidance from my angels on that one and moving into understanding how to overcome them. Again, the show airs every first and third Tuesday of every month, so I will see you back here on April 21st at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Please come with your questions. Limit it to only one question, as I know as the show begins to proceed, we'll have more and more callers as people go deeper into their meditation and begin to experience things. Also, share what your experiences are on Facebook. And as I said, that Facebook page or group is called Meditation for Moms as well. And I'll be on that page once every day, at least if not more, commenting and reading your comments and seeing how I can guide you and if there are any other resources that I would share with you to help you in your journey. In all, I envision this being a spiritual journey for every person, not just for health reasons and being more open to our calmness and well-being, but also opening up to our higher consciousness. And it's something that is spiritual and grounded for me, and I find that it was very easy once I just started to ask for it. Again, I'll coach you through this process over time. Much love to all of you, to all of my divine team, to Mother Mary, to Yeshua, to my I Am Presence, and to Mother, Father, God, and to all of the lovely souls and higher selves and I Am Presences who joined me here today to listen and create this worldwide consciousness movement with me. Love and light, and namaste.